top of the slide. And I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. And I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But do you, don't you want me to make you?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
stay at the end, the place that they want to be. They're always wearing false smiles, like if they go with the star politicians in my eyes.
Politicians in my eyes. Reaching out, shaking hands, make From their album If Only, that is the Waka Brigade, and that's their song I Want to Destroy You that you can get off of Big Stir Records. I've been hearing that song a lot lately, and hopefully it is getting some airplay on the radio stations. But we started things off with the Ramones with I Want to Be Sedated off of their Road to Ruin LP, released way back in 1978. We followed it up with some Beatles with Helter Skelter, and that comes off of the White Album, or also called The Beatles Album, released back in 1968. If you had the stereo version, which I played, that's 4 minutes and 29 seconds. The mono version of that is only 3 minutes and 40 seconds, and it doesn't have Ringo at the very end screaming, "I've got blisters on my fingers." Some Black Sabbath with Paranoid off of their second album called Paranoid back in 1971. And we've also had a song by a group called Death, Politicians in My Eye. It's a song that they recorded way back in 1975. They're from Detroit, Michigan, and it did not get released on an album called For the Whole World to See, until 2009. So think about that. They recorded it back in 75, but not released until 2009. Heard that on a podcast about, was it about Detroit? Yeah, I think it was about Detroit. And I really dug it, so I went and found it. And I recommend checking out the band Death. Again, they're from the 70s, and they're very interesting. So I highly recommend taking a look at them. Anyways, let me get back to some music here. I'm running out of time to get the show done, so we'll get another set in, and then we'll see where we go from there. I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box, here at WMFO in Biffid 91.5.
Thank you. Only a madman or a fool would intentionally set fire to one of our forests or woodlands. Yet 90% of our forest fires are started by people. Most of these man-caused fires are due to plain carelessness. A campfire left smoldering. A lighted match thrown from a car window. A cigarette not extinguished. In less troubled times, the waste due to forest fires would be tragic. In these dangerous times, it can be disastrous. Forest fires destroy natural resources we need to keep our country strong. They impede the production and transportation of critical defense supplies, interfere with military training, and may destroy military installations. Join in the fight against carelessness. Crush out cigarettes, cigar, and pipe ashes. Break matches in two after using. Drown all campfires, then stir and drown again. Find out the law before using a fire. One moment of carelessness can destroy national beauty and wealth that can never be replaced. Forest fires are a shameful waste because they can be prevented. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
Oh, you know what that means when you hear some Red Price Saw hand clapping. It means I have to get on out of here. We just finished up with some of the Romantics with When I Look Into Your Eyes, released off of their self-titled The Romantics album from 1980. Started things off, though, with some Devo with Too Much Paranoias from their Are We Not Men? We Are Devo LP, released off of Warner Brothers back in 1978. Some Tiger Balm with Tell Me More. It's a brand new single from them that you can get on Dinosaurus Records. I believe you can also get them on Bandcamp, so please check them out. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels with Jenny Take a Ride from 1965 actually made it to number 10 on the charts back then. And some Lone Justice with East of Eden that was released back in 1985 off of their Lone Justice album. So that's it for me, folks. I have got to get on out of here. I might have a couple more songs after here. We'll see what happens. I hope to be back in the studio next week. Keep your fingers crossed, and let's just hope that this week goes okay for everybody. Everyone has a good weekend, and that we'll be talking to each other live next Thursday. Again, I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box here at WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. I hope to have the playlist up on the Strike the Box radio show group later today. Thanks, everybody. Hopefully we did okay this week, even though it's been a quick show and pre-recorded. I'm out of here. Take care, everybody. Be safe.
Holy underwear! Sheriff murdered? Innocent women and children blown to bits? We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Give the governor harumph.
Harumph.
You watch your ass.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze. And skipping over the ocean like a stone. Oh, 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 oh. going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you leave.
Joint was rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking. What a crazy sound. Well, it never stopped rocking till the moon went down. Oh, it sounds so sweet. I gotta take me a chance. Rose out of my seat. Just had to dance. Started moving my feet. Well, clapping my hands. Well, the joint started rocking. Going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking. What a crazy sound. Well, it never stopped rocking till it moved it down.
Enough of this light-hearted shilly-shallying. Here is the Rowan and Martin Laughing News Report of the past, present, and future.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie.
May the good fairies sprinkle stardust on your bippy. Hey, you know, we have some news today. Here's an item. Yesterday, the Boy Scouts of America made Sophia Loren an honorary official Boy Scout. But she refused to go along with their good deed for the day.
Okay.
Business news. Today, Zippo Lighters merged with the Camptown Racetrack. New corporation to be called Zippity-Doo-Dah. Today, an emerging African nation acquired its first nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, which they are now hammering into millions of spearheads. And now, take it away, Goldie!
And now, Laughing News of the Future as... Oh, no, I did it again.
Go ahead.
And now, Laughing looks at the news of the future as we present the news of the past, present, and future. So here in the future is Don.
No, that's Dan Goldie.
That's Dan Goldie.
Otherwise, fine. Yes. Detroit, 1988. 20 years from now, General Motors executives met today at the bargaining table to discuss union leader Walter Reuther's demands for a one-day work week. While across town, Reuther, representing the Union Welfare Fund, purchased General Motors. Item 1988, an effort to correct the image of history was made when the remaining American Indians were asked if they had any grievances. Both said no. Dublin, 1988. With marriage in the church recently sanctioned, the Archbishop and his lovely bride, Sister Mary Catherine, said, "This time it's for keeps."
Present and future now continue to the news of the past. That's in the past, you know.
1703. On returning to Moscow from the honeymoon, the Tsar and his bride announced their immediate separation. The couple refused to discuss the honeymoon, but it was noted that he referred to her as Catherine the Great, while she called him Ivan the Terrible. Finally, this item from London, 1948, 20 years ago today. Field Marshal Montgomery unveiled a monument in Piccadilly Circus dedicated to the girls who fell there in World War II.
Ringing clear, and I hear your
took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap tooth. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes,
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9.
Took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
Short and the nights are long. Where they walk and I walk, they twist and I'll twist, they shimmy and I'll shimmy, they fly and I'll fly. Well, they're out there having fun in that warm California sun. Well, I'm going out of west out on the coast, where the California girls are really the most. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
What am I doing hanging around? we now return control of your television set to you until next week at this same time, when the control voice will take you to
Break the Box with Chris.
Jeez, I gotta take a leak so bad I can taste it.